Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Emmy with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Fran Herndl, a 31-year-old Australian-based Brit, has covered 900 out of 1,000 kilometres dribbling a soccer ball between the Gold Coast and Sydney. She aims to be the first woman to accomplish such a feat, and thus far has averaged 32 kilometres a day since July. Gosford MP and Paralympian Liesl Tesch said it was like the Olympic torch of the World Cup. Miss Herndl will celebrate the end of her journey by watching the World Cup final between Spain and her home country of England.
The Bureau of Meteorology has warned that there is potential for an early start to Southeast Queensland fire season, with this weekend posing a risk. A conference is due to confirm next week, during which strategies designed to improve fire resistance and first response will be discussed by over 3,000 delegates from around the world. Rob Webb, CEO of the National Council for Fire and Emergency Services in Australia and New Zealand, says families should prepare for the upcoming fire season.
In national news, the Albanese government will have a difficult time buying water back for the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. The volume of water being bought and sold annually has dropped 60% since the last water buybacks under the Rudd government in 2011-12. The social and economic impact test states that water recovery must not cause negative socio-economic effects and is the greatest barrier to this plan. Taylor Hall, the general manager of Valley Pack, argues that the buybacks will increase water costs and inflate the price of food.
Traders at the Queen Victoria Market feel wary about the new charges and increase in license fees coming in January and November 2025. Rose and Sando, one of the traders who runs a fruit and vegetable store for 35 years, says, quoted, "We are so uncertain about our future that we have the doubt whether they actually want us there." Queen Victoria Market CEO Matt Elliott said the market costs are predicted to increase by 80%. For that reason, there is a need to have changes to cover these increasing costs and provide a fair approach to traders.
In international news, the drinking water of tens of millions of Americans is said to be contaminated with dangerous levels of toxic chemicals, according to data released by the Environmental Protection Agency. The data shows that 1 in 10 water systems contain two of the most notorious and dangerous, quote, forever chemicals, a name given to a set of durable compounds known to be harmful and which can cause cancers, immunodeficiencies, reproductive harms, and development effects in children. Tracy Carluccio, Deputy Director of the Delaware River Keeper Network, said the Americans will remain at risk until the contaminated drinking water is treated and regulations finalized.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.